Asia Marshall thought she was on the path to success.
I've never been in trouble. I worked for community corrections. I have a bachelor's degree in criminal justice.
The single mother worked hard to get an education and start a career so she could not only provide for her family, but also serve as a role model.
I purchased a house at 30 in Arlington Park. I mean, I had high standards and I was on a path of high, you know, moving up, motivated.
But her path drastically changed in December 2014.
I was arrested for a domestic battery, misdemeanor.
According to court documents, Marshall's boyfriend at the time called 911, claiming she hit him in the face with a remote, causing him to bleed. He later told police at the scene he didn't want Marshall arrested and refused to cooperate, but she was still taken into custody and charged with domestic battery and disorderly conduct. Marshall maintains her innocence and fought the charges for a couple of months with the help of a private attorney. When she ran out of money, a judge assigned her case to a public defender. And that's when Marshall says the problems started.
I was provided on June 29th a defenseless trial.
A jury convicted Marshall of both charges, sending her to jail on her son's birthday.
We had his party scheduled for Jungle George's, had him a nice cake and everything.
Because of what happened at her trial, Marshall is part of a class action lawsuit that alleges Allen County's public defense system is inadequate. The lawsuit says her public defender called no witnesses, introduced no evidence, and refused to let her testify during the trial. Marshall says she was repeatedly pressured to take plea agreements, but she says she refused because she's innocent.
To me, they're plea pushers. It's easy to push a plea. I don't have to research this case. I just make this sweetness deal and make this sound good from a person. The average person does not want to fight.
Attorney David Frank is representing the class action lawsuit against Allen County. He says in some cases, the public defenders here took on as many as four times the maximum number of misdemeanor cases allowed by state standards. The lawsuit claims, as a result, the part-time public defenders can't devote the necessary time to most cases.
It's embarrassment to the state, but more importantly, it's causing the incarceration, the needless incarceration, and devastation of lives of the poor. And somehow no one wants to talk about that. That's the population being affected. You know, there's a lot of talk about good governance and, you know, and keep getting our house in order. But at the end of the day, it's the lives of poor people that are being ruined.
Indiana University McKinney School of Law professor Norman Lefstein recently penned an expert report supporting the claims in the lawsuit. He writes the caseloads in Allen County are, in his words, much too high and therefore pose an unacceptably high risk that many of the clients represented by these lawyers will not receive reasonably effective assistance of counsel.
They are really asked to provide representation in circumstances where they don't have the resources, they don't have adequate compensation, and they so often have truly outrageous caseloads. And as a result, they wind up practicing law in ways that they would never do if their client had adequate financial resources to provide compensation and to pay for the auxiliary support services that are necessary in public defense.
Allen County does participate in the state's reimbursement program. That means it has to comply with training and caseload requirements, but that only applies to felony cases. So in misdemeanor cases like Marshall's, there's essentially no way to hold counties accountable for the quality of public defense they provide. That was one of the top findings in a report by the Sixth Amendment Center, a national nonpartisan group that advocates for the indigent. Executive Director David Carroll says Hoosiers should be alarmed by the state of public defense in Indiana.
There's a lot of collateral consequences that come from a conviction on a misdemeanor, and yet counties and cities are not held to any sort of standards, and for the most part, they're providing services by contracting with a single attorney or group of attorneys to handle an unlimited number of cases.
The report says outrageously high caseloads for public defenders are a problem throughout the state. It says in 2014, some Elkhart County public defenders had as many as five times the maximum allowed cases in a year. That same year in Marion County, one attorney had a caseload that was more than three times the cap. Those alarming statistics led several attorneys to file a petition last year asking the Indiana Supreme Court to spell out rules, procedures, and standards for defending the state's indigent. And it asked the court to establish a statewide public defender system. Carroll says one of the barriers is funding.
Indiana's at the lower half of the 50 states. So you take a state like Louisiana, where people may have been reading about all the indigent defense problems there and people going without counsel. Well, Louisiana currently spends $66 million a year on indigent defense, and they have less of a population than Indiana.
So significant reform would likely require significant funding. That means this is an issue the legislature would have to take up. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier.